Hey, this is Spencer, and welcome to Let's Talk About Gay Stuff!
Woo!
The podcast where we talk about gay stuff and discuss LGBTQ plus history. You know me as the guy who keeps the sound in check and gets the Let's Talk About Gay Stuff episodes out each week. You may also know me from Our Spoopy Podcast and Our Roopy Podcast, part of the ListenWorks Network. But we're here to talk about gay stuff, not my amazing podcast, right? Well, the guys are out of town on a little break after bringing you 114 consecutive weeks of laughs and learning about the LGBTQ plus history. Another club. Bus, no sleep. We didn't want to leave you empty-handed or cut you off cold turkey. We know that our episodes are very addicting. So lucky you, we're still giving you the flavor of the week in LGBTQ plus history while the guys are on a break. Of course, they've left me here it's a small room, but it's a room with just a bit of food, the recording equipment, one magazine, and they said they'd be back soon, so hopefully the food doesn't run out, but we'll see. Of course, before I tell you about what we're going to discuss, we're gonna have to give a shout out to our friends and sponsors, Baked Bones, for helping us get these episodes out to you each week. Recent Gallup poll shows that Americans have reported feeling stress, worry, and anger in the highest levels in over a decade. While we are growing more and more aware of the effects of stress on our bodies and minds, we may not have considered the effects that our stress can have on our pets. According to a study, there is a synchronization between stress hormones in humans and their dogs. If you are a dog parent, you probably know that your pup is very good at reading your body language and can quickly pick up on how you're feeling. We're always working to reduce our own stress in any way that we can, but what about the anxiety we may have passed on to our dogs? Baked Bones has a solution. CBD has been shown to help reduce stress and anxiety in both humans and dogs, and Baked Bones has your dog covered. Made from organic, human-grade ingredients and full-spectrum hemp oil, their bones may offer some relief to your anxious pup. Check out BakedBones.com for more information on CBD for dogs and other benefits it may provide. Baked Bones offers free shipping on all orders over $25, and you can save 15% using promo code GAYSTUFF15. Baked Bones is an LGBTQ plus owned and operated and is based in Houston, Texas. Baked Bones is now available at Man Ready Mercantile in the Houston Heights or at Man Ready Mercantile on South Congress Street in Austin. Baked Bones proudly donates 10% of all profits to no-kill shelters in the U.S. Baked Bones, baked dogs happy. Or if you're our Spoopy fan, it's Baked Bones. Woof! Anyways, so this week we're going to go back to episode 10, where the guys talked about Paris is Burning, one of my very favorite documentaries. Why this topic? Because this week, back on August 11th, 1991, Paris is Burning was released to a wider audience in the U.S. Of course, this is also one of the most iconic documentaries of the LGBTQ plus community, and dare I say, of all time. So here you go. Flashback to episode 10, where the guys kiki about Paris is Burning and begin their love affair with Pose, and Kendall learns how to pronounce the word ball. I don't think he actually succeeds in that, but stay tuned and find out. Also, I have some notes for the end for some quotes that were taken from Paris is Burning that were not done correctly, and I've come to correct them. So let's take a listen.
Hey everybody, I think we're on now. The sound guys figured it out.
Woohoo!
We are dealing without Spencer today, who is in Canada on vacation, and we have been trying to figure out our audio, and I think we've got it.
This is exactly why we're for the $15 minimum wage, $50 an hour minimum wage.
Yes, so welcome finally to Let's Talk About Gay Stuff, the podcast where we talk about gay stuff and discuss the week in LGBT history. That's right, it's the podcast Let's Talk About Gay Stuff.
Woo! Oprah too, we'll talk about.
Yeah, all right. We are Thomas.
Tony.
And Kendall, I think.
Oh, thank you. All right. All right. So welcome, boys. This week, we have an exciting, fun week to talk about some gay topics. We're discussing the week of August 4th through August the 10th, and we'll discuss Barack Obama.
Yes.
Andy Warhol and Paris is Burning. Those are some fun topics. Interested to see where we meander and through these, because they're very diverse.
We already told my Barack Obama story.
True.
I'll give a recap of that one.
Do you have to?
It's sensual.
Please.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Do you have to?
Yeah, yeah. All right. I will even embellish.
So, so before we get into the nitty gritty, how was the week? What's going on? Any good reads, listens, combos?
Week's good. Nothing major for me.
I had a moment at a local gay establishment.
Yeah.
With my friend Brian, who's here in the live audience. Give it up for Brian. Woo! This is not where you take your top off.
Hello. He's taking the bottoms off, though.
Yeah. We were at, let's see, about a week ago, a bar. And I thought he had put up a guy to say this, but a guy came up and said, "Oh, you're from that podcast. Let's talk about gay stuff." He said, "I love it. I listen to it all the time." And I was like, "Yeah, okay."
You were like,
"Yeah,
rude,
sure you
like,
do.
Sure.
Okay. You must know Brian." And the guy was like, "No, I really do." And he was just disgusted and turned off. So we might have lost a listener.
Now we have a 1-star rating. Thanks,
I know.
Guys.
And now we're down to 3
listeners. Wait, why was he that turned off if you were really didn't know?
I don't know. I mean, he'll be a special guest star.
Yeah, let's see.
Call in now.
Hopefully he's listening. So, I mean,
we love you. Yeah.
We have
come back.
A fruit basket for you.
Despite, please come back, yeah.
It's in Tony's pants.
It's called Tony.
It's here.
It's all basket. Rotten fruit.
Speaking of random people at the bars, which just tells everyone what we do all the time. I was at the bar a few weeks ago and
networking.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'm networking all the time. Now I tell my dad or my parents in general, my mom and dad,
networking.
Like, I have to go out to the bar. Like, I have to whore the podcast out.
And they
like,
pray for you.
Yeah, they
on
do.
The spot.
They whip out the rosary. But no, I was out there a few weeks ago and some girl came up. Were you there? No, it was Spencer and our friend Peter. And we were just
we're all a fan of Peter.
Okay. So we're sitting and talking and then some girl just kind of leans in and she just starts staring at us and we're like, huh? And she's like, hi. And we were like, hey.
Hey.
And she's like, hi. And I'm like, so how are you having fun? It's Sunday fun day. And she's like, yeah, I'm having a great time. And then she just kind of stared. And I was like, this is a time to plug the podcast. Hey, do you listen to podcasts? And she's like, she started giving me this weird look. I'm like, so I gave her the card that we
give
out.
She was looking for drugs.
I'm like, it's a podcast. So let's talk about gay stuff. I'm like, you like that? She's like, no. I'm like, well, you're at a gay bar. She's like, I know I'm at a gay bar, but my brother's gay. And she's like, and do you know, she named some big car dealer. Do you know this dealer? And I'm like the car dealer?
You know,
dealer?
A lot of, okay. You had to clarify, car dealer?
Like the car dealer? And she
wink,
was
wink.
Like, yeah. She's like, well, dealer. That's my dad. And I'm like, what? So she like stormed, and then she just ran off. Like, how dare you? I don't have time for podcast. I'm like,
so
you don't have time
sponsor?
For podcast?
What a bitch.
So hopefully she's listening.
You can tell me that dealer afterwards because I'll never buy a car from
yeah.
there.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a. What's that? Her brother was gay? Yeah, her brother was gay.
Oh, I'm not. Oh. Oh, Brian knows who he is.
Oh, you know him.
Yeah. Brian.
Brian the guest, the number one fan.
Yes.
But we love you, and if you're listening, go ahead and give us a 5-star.
I just thought it was like odd, so here we are trashing the few people who listen to us.
I know, be nice.
Let's be nice to the people. There are some people who are good, you know, loyal listeners. Your friend on Twitter, Tony, she's been Lori.
Oh, Lori, yeah. Love so her.
Kathy, the intern's mom.
We're loving Kathy, the intern's mom.
Gloria. My friend Andrea.
Your friend Andrea. Our friend Dusty. I mean, we've never met Dusty.
Dusty, yes.
Yeah, so we're down with Dusty for he does a book review.
We love all of our loyal listeners.
I'll leave it on for the cat when I leave.
Yeah, so leave it on for the cat.
Just kidding, I don't have a cat.
You know who else listens? Our friend Martha.
Martha.
We have another guest here today. She was
Martha
on
was our first lesbian guest.
We're filming in front of a live studio audience this
week. We are filming.
We didn't know how to interact around lesbians.
Now we, I mean,
we kept
I
making
did.
Vagina
I
noises, which we didn't know what they were. So it was like
lesbians.
But you know, she knew what she was doing. She came like in true lesbian fashion and beat you at a game. She's like, "Here you go, sissy."
Thank you.
And she beat you at a quiz show.
She
game.
Built the bench I'm sitting
like,
on right now too.
Listen, like the irony here is Martha has a
no,
job.
She's on a handicraft.
Martha has a job. You don't. She's got a car that paid off. You don't.
Burn.
And she beat you at the quiz show.
And you know what? I have a friend who came here to be on the podcast. You don't.
I don't.
Don't have a friend. Thomas, hurt people.
I always love Martha's, like, her good, she's got always these inspirational quotes. I mean, she's one of my favorite things, though, that Martha would say to people when they would throw an insult her way. It was like, put it on a pillow.
Oh, that's cute. Put it on a pillow.
on a pillow. So many good Martha stories.
She's from Slaughter, Louisiana, so it's Pilla.
Yes, Pilla. Pilla.
Listen to the quiz edition because we talk about her pillows.
Her pillows, we do.
Love.
Those are some nice down feather pillows.
She's got them pillows.
Like, you don't waste those on guests.
No.
No, she's taken, so unfortunately, to
any and she's got that fan thwarped down.
She's got the fan thwarped down. She's got a lady, Justina. So hands off, everybody. Oh, she's throwing a shout out to Justina. So yeah, so Martha, thanks for visiting. Brian, thanks for joining us. It's nice to have some folks around. So that's cool. And different on, I mean, we've had some folks around, but those are boyfriends, they have to be here. These folks have just decided to join us and kiki with us. So you guys ready to talk about some gay stuff?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. So, Kendall, why don't you lead us off?
Oh, we're getting right into this.
Yeah, get in.
Okay, I know our guest,
right in.
Our fan that's here, loves Pose. Do y'all watch Pose?
I watched one episode.
Yeah, me too. You?
I do not watch it. I don't watch TV.
So the one episode, I thought I was going to, we're going to turn off a lot of people here, but I saw one episode, I thought I was going to like it, but Ryan Murphy produces that, right?
Yes, which is a very distinct style that is kind of cheesy, and
that's what I'm
it.
Saying. It's a little campy. That's what I was looking for. I mean, I know there's some great plot lines that people are really kind of drawn to and connected, but I just, that episode I saw, it seemed... like you said, American Horror Story, in the sense that when
I'm going to get into it on the backside, people, it's all over where they get social media.
Yeah, no, people love it, so I'm down for that.
Mostly from Brian, our fan, who's here in our audience tonight.
Woo! It gets in depth. Yeah. The story.
You can't hear him, but he's talking more about Pose.
Yeah,
which makes me think we should all watch it probably. Yeah. But anyways, the reason I talk about Pose is because a lot of it is based on the whole show is based upon ball culture.
Who's from Louisiana now?
Bowl peanuts. First of all, have you seen the documentary Paris is Burning?
Yes. I think I saw it with you one time, but I don't remember it. Like, it was in the background, and I just heard someone saying, what was she said? Extravagant or...
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza. That's all I heard. And I
so
went
you
back,
don't remember much from it.
I went back to work the next day, and Josh, another one of our listeners, I just kept saying extravaganza. And, of course, he had seen the movie like 18,000 times, and I thought I was woke to the, that he was just like... He was being nice
to me.
He was
not impressed.
He was being nice to me. But yeah, Spencer's a big fan, so I'm sad he's not here for this episode because he'd be chiming in the whole time. But yeah, he made me sit down and watch it, which was great. My younger boyfriend is 12 years younger than
I think it's actually, so it came out August 9th, 1991 in New York because it was documentary. So it was released several times as each like film fest or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But the New York viewing was August 9th, 1991, and it was made in New York. But the reason I bring up Pose is because Paris is Burning is about, it's to me, the most iconic number one gay documentary out there. But it's based on ball culture, which is actually... Why do I keep spelling it like that? What is in my mouth? You'll never know.
Ben's out of town, so girl, you better...
I know.
It's a
ball.
It's a replacement.
Ball. A gay man who can't say ball?
He left a ball in your mouth. He's like, here's this to play with.
One ball at a time.
All right.
So, ball culture.
My mom listens to this, and I'm always scared. Like, Brian called me out on something the other day that I said, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that, my mom. Yikes. Hi, mom. Okay, sorry.
Yolanda, if you know how to pronounce bull, please call and tell it to me. But it's about ball culture, which is... Why do I keep clearing my throat, too? Oh, this is off the rails.
It's that ball.
Should I just start all over?
It's that ball in your throat.
What is it in my throat? I think it's a phantom.
Beep.
Sure.
So Paris is Burning. Sure. It came out August 9th, 1991. It was filmed in the 80s around... bull culture. Bull peanuts. Bull crawfish. Okay.
Bull crawfish.
So, ball culture in New York.
Still saying you're wrong.
This is going to be the longest episode. So, it's mostly gay. It's gay, mostly black and Latino. Bull culture. Oh, this might be the most off the rail Who do you think its fault it is? Martha in the audience or...
It is not Martha's fault.
So then that means it's Brian, our number one fan and listener.
Our only Martha's and she's the sitting there quietly doing nothing.
Bowls.
I think you guys are just trying to put on a show for
so
people.
Paris, I'm going to really concentrate
now. Get it
now.
Together.
Paris is Burning is a documentary about the ball culture of New York where they would compete. It was these houses, and a house was like a lot of kids that were kicked out for being gay of their own homes or runaways, and they had no parental structure, no homes a lot of times. So they'd be taken in by these house mothers that would compete at balls in New York.
He said balls.
Well, first of all, they could be anywhere, but the documentary is about New York. And what a ball is these people compete, they call it walking in, for trophies and fame, and it's a lot of prestige within the culture. But they are, like, dancing, and there are different categories, like butch queen or femme queen, like, to look the most like a woman.
Which category are you marching in?
Which category am I in?
Are you in?
Is there one for people that like to take just sleep?
Naps.
Homeless person sleeping on the sidewalk?
Homeless
give me the biggest
homeless
trophy for that
person,
one.
Homeless person realness. All right.
So the categories would be like... Like I said, butch queen, femme queen, military, and very specific, like girl going to school.
Business person.
So business they would man. Walk through and try to look most like their topic, and if they won, they got this big trophy, and it was a big prestige for their house. And it was like, they each had their name, House of Extravaganza, House of LaBeija.
Peppa LaBeija.
All kinds of different stuff. But this... I think it's such an interesting documentary because it shows these people that created their own culture, and they're very honest about it. They say the reason we compete like this and have these topics of where we're dressing up like we're successful and we're going on job interviews and all that is because we feel so left out of the system as it is. We're gay, mostly feminine, and minority, and they're basically living a life in this documentary, but on the whole culture in general, which still exists, the life that they want to have.
And what time period was this?
Like the documentary film was filmed in the 80s, mostly 87, 88, and it was released in 91. But the personalities are hilarious. And if you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, do you watch that, Tony? Of course not. What show do you watch?
Some
of it, and I know you do.
Yeah, I have to.
So a lot of the references, they've brought back a lot of ball culture.
Ball.
Anyway,
ball.
We'll discuss that in the after show. Balls. they brought back a lot of that culture because they reference it so much in RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, they throw out somebody that you probably went over your head. Like Bob the Drag Queen, who won, I think, season 7-ish, something like that. Had a single come out that was, let's see. Walk into the club, purse first.
Was that Bob the Drag Queen?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I don't know.
Based on the... excuse me. Based on the host of the ball saying, like, it is a known fact that every woman do walk into the club, handbag first. Like... reading a woman who came into the category that was supposed to look really feminine. She ain't got no purse. She left a purse at home.
Purse first.
So even that song that was like kind of what Bob the known drag queen is known for is based on a quote from RuPaul's Drag Race. There's one girl that talks about she's a woman except, well, you know, what I have between me down there. But that's my little special secret, which I think is hilarious. First of all, to call it between me down there. And second of all, call your penis your special secret.
She kept saying she wanted to be rich and what did she kept?
She was Venus Extravaganza. She Venus just wanted to
what was
be taken care of.
No, but she kept saying something over and over again. What was it? I want to be rich.
Oh, well, another. Okay. What she says was she called someone an oversized orangutan.
Overgrown orangutan.
Which is also referenced on RuPaul's Drag Race. So if you haven't seen the documentary, watch it. But it's fascinating not just because of the topic, but because the people are so real. They're so honest and real about how marginalized and how they feel kind of left out of the system. there was a quote which I completely agree with, if you ever heard me rant on one of these podcasts, about how, I think it was Pepper LaBeija that talked about how if you're not white, straight, you're left out of the system. It's like whites way up top, everybody else way at the bottom. I happen to agree with that. But he was saying, because I feel like this, I get a lot of my confidence and a lot of the feelings I don't feel like I could be included in having from being in these balls and winning these giant trophies and being having the fame and recognition and all that. So most of the show Pose, for instance, is based on the ball culture and Paris is Burning specifically. RuPaul's Drag Race brought it back a lot. But ball culture is where voguing came into play too. So, I mean, ball culture gave us, to me, one of the greatest songs in history, Vogue.
Vogue.
So, voguing, do y'all want to hear how voguing came about?
Yeah.
There was this house mother drag queen, I forget her name, something Dairy. But in the 1960s, somebody was throwing shade at her, so she went on the dance floor and pulled out a Vogue magazine, started acting like she couldn't be bothered, and she was just reading it. And then she threw it down on the dance floor and started doing like model poses, and it made such an impact people started calling it voguing. And the whole point of voguing is to look like a model or to throw like passive aggressive shade. Yeah. Like there's one, the biggest voguer that's like the most famous person in that art form, because it really is the guy that he'd pretend like he was like putting on makeup, like he can't be bothered with you. And his hand was the compact, and he would like turn it around and show you how busted you are. He'd start doing your face. You know, it's subtle, yeah. Shade through dance. And Madonna got a lot of pushback because it's like you're appropriating, taking our culture. You know, what you know about voguing? Well, what she knew is that her dancers would bring this style back. They were voguing because they knew the underground dance scene, and Madonna was all about, I mean, she was like an underground visionary before she came out. Yeah. So I can actually see her appreciating it and liking it, but they're kind of like, we've been doing this for, the ball culture started in the 1890s.
Wow.
The gays getting together. And back then it was so segregated. Actually, no, I take that back. It was very integrated, like people of all, mostly it was black and white because the U.S. was less diverse back then. But all races came together and would have these competitions to where the men dressed as women, the women dressed as men, and they would have judges, like very much in the late 19th century is the way it is now. But the judges were white, so white people always won. Mm-hmm. So the minorities went and formed their own houses. It died out in the white culture. Because ball culture actually started out like as a white thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and now white people basically aren't doing it. It died out with them. And it was taken, kind of perfected and made huge and popularized by these people that still feel oppressed. And I think it's indicative of how if you're white and gay, you can kind of, it's easier to lose those safe places or feel the need. It was the ball culture really took off when it got to the most oppressed, disenfranchised communities, because they still need it. Like, it's still thriving in Harlem and the Bronx and those places because it's still escapism, which we take for granted, we as in people that look like me. Watch the documentary. You said you haven't seen it, Tony?
I have not.
Yes, it's, you will love it.
No,
or just watch Pose and see a modern interpretation of it. So the guys, the personalities on here are such interesting people. They're all like super sweet and, like I said, honest. Most of them died of AIDS. One of them, Venus Extravaganza, who was like the most quote worthy, she's the one that said, between me down, I just have, you know, what I have between me down there, and that's my special secret. She also called somebody, oh, you're just an overgrown orangutan. She, while they were still filming it, before it was released in 1988, she was found murdered. She had been strangled and stuffed underneath a hotel bed in a seedy hotel. And it's implied that it's because she's a hustler, is what she called herself.
Yeah.
It was probably a John.
Trans, huh?
And she was trans, yes. So yeah. She was a trans prostitute. Another one, Dorian Corey. He died of AIDS, and when they went through his apartment, they found a body that had been there so long, wrapped in her belongings. It had been mummified. And it was, the guy had been dead for 15 years, they found out. Because they figured out who it was. And they think it was either an abusive boyfriend, or a John, or a thief. But her interviews were filmed in her apartment.
And that
so every time I watch it, I'm like looking in the back for some toes or something hanging out from a blanket.
That's crazy.
And it didn't even stink. That thing had been there so long, she was confident enough to have a film crew come in.
Yeah.
An interviewer. I haven't seen this episode, but there's a Pose episode where, spoiler, turn it off if you're watching Pose.
You don't have to turn it off. Just turn the volume down.
Yeah, exactly. There's a dominatrix. This is inspired by Dorian on Paris is Burning. There's a dominatrix in the show who had a client that died, so she took him back to her apartment and hit her with a bunch of people. Brian, our number one fan, have you seen that? Oh, shoot. He hasn't watched it. But it's based on the true story of Dorian.
Corey. What did Dorian teach us?
How to hide a body, apparently.
Well, that and...
Wouldn't you tell me?
Didn't Dorian define shade in reading?
Oh, yeah. She went through all important. The definitions. The only one I didn't know was mopping.
Oh, I don't know.
What is mopping?
Well, tell us them all. Let's give it to
him. Mopping is stealing. Like, you have a competition. You're going to walk tonight in the ball. And you need a coat or something. You go mop it from Macy's, boo. Oh. Which is stealing it. But she goes through a lot of the old school terms that we still use. Like, I don't think people know reading and shading has been around. The terms have been around forever. And she goes into the difference between reading and shading. Reading is basically insulting someone else. The way she described it was also interesting. I love to hear like the origins and the reasonings for things. And sometimes people are completely making up, but a lot of times it's the truth. She said the reason gays are so good at reading is because straights are out in the real world when they weren't around people like them would, you know, call you a faggot typically, or queer or femme, girl, fairy, you know, all those terms. Yeah. And there was this very sense of like, I'm better than you. With the gays, look, we're starting out equal.
Yeah.
We both like the same things between me down there. So you have to get specific and creative. So you're going to talk about that wig. You're going to talk them hips that don't match them shoulders, you know.
Back rolls.
For the drag queens.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
So a lot of reading culture was the gays being like, well, I'm not going to say you take it up the butt as if it's, we're going to say thank you. Yeah. I did it 4 times today. Depending on how often you log on to Grindr. But I thought that was interesting. True. And then she said shading. Her shading example was, shading is, I'm not going to tell you you're fat because you already know you're fat.
What did she say?
He's already put up a quote.
Shade comes from reading, and reading came first.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then shade is, I don't have to tell you you're ugly. Wait, what is it? Shade is, I don't have to tell you you're ugly, but I don't have to tell you because you know you're ugly. And that's shade.
That one really hit home for me. Just kidding.
I'm trying to find the reading one. What is reading? Again, Spencer would be so upset because he's going to listen to this thing, be yelling at the podcast.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Did Spencer, did the intern give you a list of things we were supposed to talk about on Paris is Burning?
No, but he's going to regret not having done that now.
Our nice friend listening from New Jersey, Josh, will definitely have some opinions about Paris is Burning.
We'll expect a quote or a text, and we'll forward.
Who is Josh?
He's the one who told you your gay card is revoked because you've never seen.
Do we know him, or he's just a listener?
We know him. We like him. Don't say anything rude. We love him.
Josh used to be my work husband.
He's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
We would go to lunch all the time.
Okay, Josh. Mm.
He is an encyclopedia of gay knowledge.
He is. I wish he was living here in Houston because, I mean, if we were looking for a replacement for anyone, not that we are.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
He would be good.
I'll take the package. Do I get a severance package?
You keep trying to do that.
No. You have your Friday nights free again.
No, all I did on Friday nights was sit at home with my dog. That's why I'm like glad to have this podcast.
Oh. Your dog is like, all I do is sit home with my human.
He's like, thank God for this podcast. I have a Friday night off.
Someone else's human voice is here other than Tony's.
You're hired. Tony, this podcast is going to, if nothing else, it's going to find you a boyfriend. So don't you worry. Send them nudes to DMs.
Do y'all have any questions about ball culture or Paris is Burning?
So before, well, not so much, but that wasn't the first.
Basically an expert.
Like, there, before Paris is Burning, there was a similar documentary, yeah, in the like 60s or so?
Oh, what was it? I just watched it. I think you know because you just prompted me.
No, I was wondering if you knew because I thought.
The Queen. The Queens.
Something like that. Okay.
It's called The Queens. I don't want to go too into much to it because I want it to be its own topic.
No, I just
Pepper LaBeija, who's all over this documentary, Paris is Burning, her drag mom, who founded the House of LaBeija, is in that, in this 1968 or 69 documentary about a drag pageant that is so interesting because it's you're seeing like drag queens in the 60s.
And so The Queens took place in New York City, or what was the documentary about?
Yeah, it was New York City, okay. With all those accents that I love. 90% of why I love Paris is Burning is those New York accents where everything just sounds more hilarious and shady coming out of a, I don't have to read you because you already know you're disgusting, girl.
Yeah. The accent, you're going to, it's a good, I'm surprised though. I mean, it's not just because the gay thing, but I mean, you like documentaries. Like that's a classic one.
His power was turned off.
Yeah. I guess he didn't have TV.
The past.
You can, which is rough for a power bomb.
You have TV now. Oh, geez.
It is. I have to provide my own power.
Jeez. Never mind.
Like Tinkerbell has to flap her wings, you have to clap your booty to regain your power.
Would you see?
And I keep doing it, but
you're hoping if you clap it enough, you're gonna, you know, a prince will come, Prince Charming will come to your rescue.
Number like frogs
fill that hole. So would you say wig is the modern day kind of? Is that the? I mean, these aren't.
No,
serious.
I don't think we need to find a modern day Paris is Burning. Two completely different ones. Wig just came out too,
but I'm just saying I'm not.
We're gonna talk about Wig next week.
Oh, because we're gonna talk about Bun Bun.
Yes, because it's someone's birthday who's second only to Oprah in my list of favorite people.
Would you marry Bun Bun as Bun Bun?
You'll have to Lady tune Bunny. In next episode next week.
We'll have to find out.
About same bad time.
Lust. You know, Kendall. He does love an old white man. So, Lady Bunny.
Well, I feel like I'm inheriting their wisdom whenever things happen.
All right. Speaking of things happening, I think things are about to happen on the next topic. Are we ready to go?
Yes.
Are you finished talking about Paris is Burning?
Yeah.
All right. Kendall's going to be burning for this one as well. But before we go...
My penis is burning.
...into that, let's talk about our friends at Economy Works who are sponsoring our podcast. Economy Works is here to help. Don't have time, energy, or the resources to hire? Economy Works is ready to help you write job descriptions, find candidates, review resumes, and phone screen candidates. Let the Economy Works talent network help you do more with less. Economy Works. When we work, the economy works. Find out more at economyworks.com.
Wow. I love that. If you want some background information, it took them quite a while to get the sound system set up without me. So what would these podcasts be without me? I'm just telling you right now. I love that episode because it's one of my favorite topics. Paris is Burning is a fabulous documentary, as you've heard. I also love that this was one of the first episodes with a live audience. Martha and Brian hanging out in the background. We, from time to time, do have live audience members, and it is definitely a treat when we do. I was very, I like the story about the girl who accosted us at the bar, because I forgot about it, and that was one of the weirdest moments that I've ever had at a bar, so it was fun to remember that. Also, Purse First is a gay lexicon from the 80s, but it is a... The quote is, a lady do carry an evening bag at dinner time. A lady is never sure at night. Which is something that Bob the Drag Queen has taken and made her brand with the Purse First song and catchphrase. Also, the shade comment that they were trying to get from Paris is Burning is, shade is I don't tell you you're ugly because you already know you're ugly. And that's shade. I thought it was a really great episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. We hope to continue to bring you these flashback episodes through the coming weeks until we can get back to regularly scheduled episodes. So, of course, you're listening to Let's Talk About Gay Stuff, and I would be remiss to not announce the places where you're able to find Let's Talk About Gay Stuff. So Let's Talk About Gay Stuff is available at letstalkaboutgaystuff.com. Let's Talk About Gay Stuff on Facebook and Instagram, and Talk Gay Stuff on Twitter. You could always send them an email at letstalkaboutgaystuff@gmail.com. Shout out to my podcasts. That's Our Spoopy Podcast. Our Spoopy Podcast brings you the latest and greatest in horror, true crime, psychological thrillers, ghosts, hauntings, animals that don't exist, natural disasters. That's Our Spoopy Podcast at OurSpoopyPodcast.com. Our Spoopy Podcast on Instagram, Our Spoopy on Facebook, and Our Spoop on Twitter. You could also send us an email at OurSpoopyPodcast@gmail.com. And of course, Our Rupee Podcast, in which we are, I'd say, about shoulder deep into All-Star 6. Heyo! That is a Let's Talk About Gay Stuff style joke for everyone. Our Rupee Podcast, bringing you the latest and greatest in televised drag race competitions. Our Rupee Podcast at OurRupeePodcast.com. Our Rupee Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And you could also send us an email at OurRupeePodcast@gmail.com. Now I guess I get to do the sign-off all by myself. So we're here. We're queer. Get used to it.